Will Pope Francis resign in 2020? Within the next week or so? That's the big rumor mill all over social media and on a bunch of websites. I'll go over some of those websites and I'll talk about the origin of this rumor. I know who it is who created it. And it's based on the idea that Benedict XVI had 7 years and resigned, and then Francis has 7 years and will resign. I'm going to give you a couple scenarios how this would go down, and then I'll close up. I'll give you the data. I'll give you a couple scenarios of how I think in one of the scenarios it would be extremely useful for Pope Francis to resign in a certain way, a very important way. If he were to do it, I'll explain exactly how I think he would do it based on studying the man for 7 years and how the next pontificate would be teed up in the image and likeness of Jorge Bergoglio, Pope Francis. All right. So before we do all that, we will open up with a prayer. We'll ask the Lord to guide us, and we'll pray the Our Father, the Pater Noster, Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Pater Noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen Tuum, adveniat regnum Tuum, fiat voluntas Tua, sicut in Caelo et in Terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Eternal Father, we ask that you would bless the entire church, bless all of your people. May it be a light to all nations. And we ask that our Lord Jesus Christ would be glorified as we move into Christmas. May all people come to worship and adore him. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Well, there's been a lot of wild stories. This came out 2 days ago when people said, Marsha, are you going to talk about this? I knew I was going to, but there's some other important stuff we wanted to cover. So today we will. A lot of this is nonsensical. Like, for example, this article. Let's see here. Move some of this. End of the world. Why Pope's 2020 resignation will fulfill 900-year-old doomsday prophecy. This is bunk. This is silly. It says the Pope could resign in 2020 in what would be the final piece of a 900-year-old prophecy marking the end of the world, according to a source close to the Vatican leader. Who is that source? Who's the guy who started this whole thing? Austin Ivory, a guy who has had some choice things to say about yours truly. He's a official biographer, official correspondent for Pope Francis. And here's this little blurb here in this article. However, a source close to Pope claimed in 2013. So here we pause. This breaking story actually comes from 2013. That should tell you something. In 2013, that he would only serve for 7 more years, stating he would follow in the footsteps of his predecessor and resign in 2020, treading the path for an ancient prophecy to be fulfilled. Journalist Austin Ivory is the former director for public affairs for Archbishop of Westminster, yada, yada, yada. So what some people suspect is that Benedict and now Francis are setting term limits on the papacy. You serve 7 years. 7 years is a holy number. Go for it. You serve 7 years and then you resign and you open the way for the next guy. Now, there's another article that's a little bit less sensational, and it also speculates that Francis will be stepping down. And I thought this summary was somewhat interesting. It says, Pope Francis became head of the Catholic Church. We should clarify there, visible head. Christ is the true head. of the Catholic Church following the unexpected resignation of Pope Benedict XVI in 2013 has been unpopular among U.S. Catholics for his radical stances on same-sex marriage, illegal immigration, global warming, as well as support for Black Lives Matter. End quote. Okay, so this rumor comes from Austin Ivory, and I'm going to give you my analysis on, is this going to happen? Two scenarios, as I said in the intro. By the way, please like this video. I forgot to say it. Please give it a thumbs up. Please share it on Facebook, Twitter, etc. And if you're new, please subscribe. I imagine this topic brought in some new folks. I do live videos almost every single day, sometimes twice a day. So please subscribe. You can also push the button in the right corner. That'll subscribe. You hit the bell. You'll be notified. Okay, two scenarios. The first is from people I know who have met the Pope, talked to the Pope. I mean, I've met the Pope. I've shaken his hand twice, Pope Francis. But I don't know him personally. I've just followed him somewhat carefully for 7 years. Is that he will not resign. He will not resign. They thought they would be able to accomplish everything they wanted in the first 5 years, culminating in at least women deaconettes, deaconesses. They thought that they would get there. They didn't. They did, however, get a complete makeover in Amoris Laetitia on receiving communion for divorced and remarried people, which opens the door for anyone who's in any public irregularity or public sin to continue to receive the sacraments. Okay, so that was the foothold that they got to break open everything in traditional morality. All right. Attaining the papacy is very difficult. If you've read my book, Infiltration, you'll see how the St. Gallen Mafia tried to displace Ratzinger, who became Pope Benedict XVI, and they failed because Benedict had so much support in that conclave. Now, they did, however, campaign over a period of 6-7 years to dislodge Benedict from the papacy. I have a video on this channel called Why Did Pope Benedict XVI Resign? It has over 1 million views. You need to see that video after you watch this video. All that work, all that effort, I don't think they're going to risk having Francis step down. I'm talking about the liberal, leftist, socialist, Marxist, Freemasonic, occultish, add whatever you want there. They're not going to risk Francis stepping down and going through another conclave. Conclave is where they elect the Pope. It's high risk, even though Francis, so far, has appointed 57% of the voting cardinal electors. So Benedict has stacked the conclave with cardinals that he likes, cardinals that he favors, cardinals that think more like him and less like Benedict or John Paul II. But 57%, that's a little bit of a risk unless they bring in like Dominion voting machines or something like that into the conclave. The conclave is still rather medieval. They use pieces of paper that are then counted. So unless there's Dominion voting machines, I don't think they're going to risk a conclave and try to bring in someone else. People are saying, and I've said before, Tagle could be a future pope. I've heard Tagle is ill, and he would not be. Probably right now, who they would want would be Turkson, the African cardinal. They'd love to have a black pope. Turkson's very liberal, and Turkson's completely plugged in on Davos, the Great Reset, and Turkson is completely plugged in on the new guardians, as the Pope's calling them, guardians of the inclusive capitalist economy set up with who? I did a video on it. You know the name? Rothschild. Rothschild. That's facts. You can watch the video. They're standing there together telling their story. And Turkson's on that video too. So I think they want Turkson. So I don't think Francis is going to resign before December 31st, 2020, just to hit a 7-year landmark. I just don't see it. This is something Austin Ivory said 7 years ago, and it's being recycled. So I don't think so. Now, that being said, I do think that Francis could very well at some point resign, especially when they get the conclave stacked a little bit more. If they could get 75% of the conclave to be Francis voting cardinals, then I could see a resignation happening. And I also think that Francis prefers to resign rather than to die. And let me explain why that would be. Francis has lived under the shadow of Benedict XVI this entire time, and he feels the power of having a living pope next to you. It has limited what Francis wants to do by having Benedict still alive. Francis has learned this. So if he resigned once he had the conclave set so he could basically ensure that his successor would be a Francis 2.0, or maybe even a Francis II, he would resign. And then everyone voting in that conclave would know that the Pope Emeritus is sitting just an apartment away, watching them, listening. He could exert his influence. He could still be a pope in the shadows. He also knows that a pope would not want to unravel and undo everything he did while he is still alive. So, in order to cement his legacy, Francis very may well want to resign and be a pope in the shadows, an overseer, ensuring that his legacy, maintaining friendships in the Curia, maintaining friendships with other cardinals, and making sure that what he's worked for and what the St. Gallen Mafia has worked for, that legacy is preserved. If he dies, they could flip and go the other way. They don't want that. So what the reason I don't think Francis is going to resign is because although he has 57% of the voters in the conclave, it's not enough. They need more numbers. They need another one or two years for the JP2 and Benedict 16th cardinals to either die or reach the age of 80 and fall out of the conclave. And they need to appoint more. So I don't think he will. Also, the Vatican is in a $60 million shortfall right now. $60 million short. When you think of a major government, $60 million is not a lot. The main problem is they can't pay the pension program. And the way they had floated the Vatican for the past 10 years was on the Vatican Museum revenue. Vatican Museum, because of COVID, is shut down. Nothing's going on there. They don't have money. However, you've heard me saying this, and I thought it was interesting that John Allen said it this week. He has friendships with all these new billionaires. Rothschild is now his right-hand lady, his right-hand girl. They just made a video together. He has friendships with China. Do you think China has enough cash lying around to funnel over, I don't know, 60 million, 100 million, half a billion to the Vatican if it helps them globally? Of course they do. Of course they do. Let's talk about Abu Dhabi. Pope Francis is thick with the Abu Dhabi agreement in establishing this ecumenical antichrist shrine of a Catholic church, a mosque, and a synagogue all together with a common courtyard. He's working on that in Abu Dhabi. He signed the Abu Dhabi agreement. Do you think that the wealthy Arabs, the wealthy Mohammedans, could throw quarter of a billion or half a billion towards Pope Francis to get what they want? Yes, of course. Of course. So they need to lock that up. I think they already have, or they're about to. And so resigning right now would, I think, unsettle that backdoor cash flow that they desperately need, especially at the end of 2020. Also, I think they know that for optics sake, having a Pope and then a Pope Emeritus Francis and then a Pope Emeritus Benedict the 16th is really bad optics, confusing. And I don't think they want to risk that as well. So, do I think Francis will make an act of resignation? yes, the conditions are he needs to stack the conclave with his cardinals. He needs to establish financial stability with these, I would say, enemies of the church. And then one thing I haven't mentioned yet is he needs, or he would want to wait until Benedict XVI died. Then he can get a little bit more aggressive in his dun-dun-dun infiltration of the church. While Benedict's alive, Benedict's legacy is still alive. And he needs that to go away. Especially, he wants to take all the abuse problems, the abuse legacy, Cardinal McCarrick and all the other ones, and they're just going to get a big dump truck, beep, 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 and back it up, and they're going to dump all that onto Benedict XVI's legacy. So that's another domino they need to fall. So will Francis resign in 2020? No, I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's an internet rumor. It's based on a seven-year-old claim that Austin Ivory made. Austin's not reliable. So no, it's not going to happen by the end of 2020. Will it happen? And maybe, let's say when Benedict XVI dies, that happened the next few years. Would it happen after that when they've locked up some money and they've dumped the abuse scandal on the legacy of Benedict and they've established 75% of the cardinals? Would Francis then want to resign and be a ghost, a pope in the shadows, and make sure that his legacy is established in the next pontificate for another decade or so? Absolutely yes. That's what they want to do. Absolutely yes. I'll close here because people are probably thinking, what do we do, Marshall? This is, what you're saying is horrible. What do we do? I think a lot of people saw Francis to resign in 2020, and they're like, yes, yes. What do we do? I've said it before. I'll say it again here. Maybe some of you haven't heard me say it. I think that we probably won't get out of our current crisis of infiltration, the church being infiltrated from the inside. I don't think we'll get out of it until probably around 2050. 5-0. I think we have another 30 years of this. I think we have at least two or three more popes until we pull out of this nosedive and see some reform. That's my take. I think probably, you know, Vatican II, 1962, 1965, probably about almost 100 years it's going to take us to get out of it. That's my take. And of course, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ could return before then, and it could be the end, or it might not be the end. But this is not something like, oh, in the next pontificate, we'll get a good pope and everything will be fixed. No, no. You have the majority of the episcopate is on fire and rocking with Francis. I think Francis is awesome. They're not going to suddenly flip a switch and start having, you know, a few dozen traditional Latin masses in your diocese and increase the confessional times, and the priests aren't going to suddenly snap and start having orthodox, solid, biblical, traditional sermons. Even if St. Pius the 10th could somehow come back, or you had St. Pius the 13th, who's just like Pope Sarto, Pius the 10th, even he, I think, within 5 or 10 years, it'd be very difficult. So I think this is going to be read church history, long, long time. And that's why I always say, what should you do every day? Pray the rosary every single day. It's the Bible on beads. It's the message. It gives us hope. You need to read the Bible as well every single day. We're getting close to Christmas. Read the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke. The nativity stories, the birth of Jesus. Christ was rejected by King Herod. He was attacked. He was rejected by the high priests, the scribes, the Pharisee, everyone who was important in the Old Testament religion, for the most part, rejected him. He was not born in a palace or in the emperor's quarters. He was born in obscurity, and he was born in poverty. That's where we find Jesus. So even in our own church, there's only one church. Christ established one church, not two churches. He didn't establish the Catholic Church and the Eastern Orthodox Church, and then the Lutherans and the Methodists and the Presbyterians and the mega church and the Bible church. He didn't do that. One church, one holy Catholic and apostolic church. That is what he established. But it's been infiltrated before. There was a Judas Iscariot. There was an Arius. There was a Nestorius. There was a Eutyches. There was the Iconoclasts. There was the Martin Luther. All priests, some of them bishops. Infiltration. And it took a while to clean up those oil spills, didn't it? So pray the rosary daily. Find a traditional Latin Mass. Try to find a Mass for Christmas for your family. Man, we need Mass. Christ Mass. Keep Christ in Christmas. Keep Mass in Christmas. We need Mass on Christmas. And of course, if you can't, you know, at home, do a dry Mass or stream a traditional Latin Mass and do your best. All right, well, we're going to pray now. Before we do, please like the video. Give it that thumbs up. And please share the video. That's the most helpful thing you can do. YouTube has been eating my lunch, throttled down the videos. If you saw a graph of this channel, it was going great, and around the election of President Trump, fell off a cliff. YouTube doesn't show any of these videos. It's out of the algorithm because of the things I cover. So please do me the favor, the Christmas gift that you could give me for 2020 would be to share this video on Facebook, Twitter, and or Parler. And if you're new, please subscribe. You can also hit the button in the corner. Please subscribe, hit the bell, and you'll be notified. All right, we're going to pray an Ave Maria, and we're going to pray it for Pope Francis. I hear these people, Taylor Marshall, he hates the Pope. He's a schismatic. He's such an evil, bad person. All he wants to do is create animosity. That's not true. It's not true. How often have you heard me say, pray the rosary for the Pope? Pray the rosary for Rome. Pray for the cardinal. Let's fast during Lent for the Pope and for the cardinals. Let us fast and pray for our bishops. Have you ever heard me say, hey, everybody, let's leave the Catholic Church? Has anyone ever heard me say that? No. But people say I say that, which is a lie. All right, so we're going to pray for Pope Francis. We're going to pray for the cardinals. And we're going to pray it doesn't take 30 years or more. Let's pray. God intervenes. Our Lady intervenes. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Almighty God, everlasting Father, I ask that your blessing would be on everyone watching this video and that they would have a holy and happy and merry Christmas. We pray for Pope Francis. We pray that you would turn his heart to Jesus Christ, that he would be orthodox, that he would be true, that he would be full of charity towards you and towards his neighbor. We pray that the crisis in the church, a crisis of immorality, a crisis of confusion, a crisis of bad doctrine, would be remedied through Our Lady, the exterminatrix of all heresies. We ask that all people would be sanctified in the truth. Your word is truth. And may this crisis lead people to study the scriptures, to study the history of the church, and ultimately to be drawn by the Holy Ghost into perfect unity with you and your divine Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray all of this in his powerful name. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Peter, pray for us. Saint Pius X, pray for us. Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, pray for us. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, my friends. What a happy Advent. What a time to rejoice. Thank you all so much for watching. Thanks for a great year. I'll be filming more before the end of 2020, but it kind of feels appropriate before Christmas to say thanks to everyone for a great year. And make sure you are praying. If you don't pray every day, you just can't. How can you even know, say you know Jesus or you have a relationship with our Lord, with God, and you don't talk to him every day? So pray every day. The rosary, I say, is like the training wheels to pray. It teaches you how to pray. You can sit down for 15, 20 minutes and be with God. So keep on praying. And remember, our Lord Jesus Christ says you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless you.